Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Philip Morris International, ticker symbol PM, one of the biggest players in the tobacco industry with a growing focus on smoke-free products. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So, why are we talking about Philip Morris International today? Well, PM has been making waves with its transformation from a traditional tobacco giant to a leader in reduced-risk products. With a market cap of over $283 billion and a stock price hovering around $181.83, this is a company that's not just surviving, but actively reshaping its future. Plus, with recent earnings beating expectations and some intriguing growth in their smoke-free segment, there's a lot to unpack. Let's take a closer look at who they are and what's driving their business. All right, let's start with the basics about Philip Morris International. Founded in 1987 and headquartered in New York, PM operates in the tobacco industry within the broader consumer defensive sector. They're not just about cigarettes anymore. Their mission is to deliver a smoke-free future, focusing heavily on alternatives like IQOS, their heated tobacco product, and nicotine pouches like Zyn. They sell their products in 71 markets worldwide, employ over 83,000 people, and are led by CEO Jacek Olczak. This pivot to reduced-risk products is a big part of their identity now, as they aim to move away from traditional combustible tobacco. It's a bold strategy, but one that's critical in today's regulatory and health-conscious environment. Now, let's talk numbers, specifically revenue. For the full year 2024, Philip Morris reported total revenue of about $37.88 billion, a solid increase from $35.7 billion in 2023. What's really interesting is how their revenue breaks down by product category. Smoke-free products, including reduced-risk offerings like IQOS, brought in $14.66 billion, while traditional combustible tobacco still dominates with $23.22 billion. This shows they're still reliant on cigarettes, but the smoke-free segment is growing fast and becoming a bigger piece of the pie. Geographically, Europe is their largest market, contributing $15.36 billion in 2024, followed by South and Southeast Asia, Commonwealth of Independent States, Middle East, and Africa at $11.26 billion. The Americas segment chips in with $4.53 billion, and East Asia, including Australia, adds another $6.39 billion. Japan alone accounts for $4.1 billion, showing how critical international markets are to their top line. This diversification across regions helps buffer them against regulatory risks in any single area, but it also means they've got to navigate a complex global landscape. Let's move on to earnings, because this is where PM has been shining recently. In their latest Q4 2025 results, they reported earnings per share of $1.70, beating the consensus estimate of $1.67. That's up from $1.55 in the same quarter last year, showing solid growth. Full year 2025 net income came in at $11.5 billion on revenue of $40.6 billion, compared to $7.03 billion on $37.88 billion in 2024. That's a significant jump, driven by pricing strength and expansion in their smoke-free portfolio. It's clear they're executing well on profitability, even as they invest heavily in innovation. The trend over the past few years shows consistent EPS growth, with 2025's EPS at $7.51, up from $4.53 in 2024. That kind of improvement signals a company that's managing costs and capitalizing on high-margin opportunities. Diving a bit deeper into their latest earnings call for Q4 2025, management highlighted some key drivers behind these numbers. They emphasized the strong growth in smoke-free products, which are not only boosting revenue, but also improving margins over time. They're seeing significant uptake in markets like Europe and Japan, where consumers are more open to alternatives like heated tobacco. They also pointed to pricing power in their combustible segment as a steady contributor to profitability, even as volumes decline in some regions. Looking ahead, leadership sounded optimistic about sustaining this momentum through continued investment in innovation and expanding their presence in emerging markets. They're confident that their strategic shift toward a smoke-free future is paying off, and they expect this to keep driving growth in the coming years. All right, let's break down the financial statements to see the bigger picture. On the income statement side for 2025, PM's gross profit was a robust $26.97 billion, leading to an operating income of $15.21 billion and an EBITDA of $17.8 billion. That's a healthy gross margin of around 66.4%, showing they're efficient in managing production costs. Net profit margin sits at 28.3%, which is impressive for a company in a mature industry facing headwinds. Looking at the balance sheet for 2025, total assets stand at $69.19 billion, while total liabilities are a hefty $77.21 billion, resulting in a negative shareholders' equity of about $9.99 billion. That's a red flag for some investors, as it indicates more debt than equity value, with a debt-to-equity ratio of negative 5.64. However, their current ratio of 29 suggests they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations, which is reassuring. Cash flow is another strong point. For 2025, operating cash flow was $12.23 billion, and free cash flow matched that figure since there's no specific CapEx breakdown for this year. Historically, though, free cash flow has been solid, $10.77 billion in 2024, for instance, supporting their ability to pay dividends and reinvest in growth. Speaking of dividends, their yield is currently around 3.1%, with a last dividend of $5.64 per share, making it a favorite for income-focused investors. Now, let's talk valuation. At a current price of $181.83, Philip Morris has a trailing P/E ratio of about 23.9, which is a bit below the tobacco industry average of 26.6. That suggests it might be reasonably valued compared to peers. Their price-to-sales ratio is 7.01, reflecting a premium on revenue, likely due to their growth in higher-margin smoke-free products. Looking at forward PE estimates, for 2026, the average forward PE is around 20.67, dropping to 17.41 by 2028, indicating analysts expect earnings growth to outpace the stock price in the coming years. Enterprise value stands at $325 billion, factoring in their debt load, and their free cash flow yield of 3.56% is decent for a mature company. Overall, the valuation doesn't scream cheap, but it's not outrageously expensive either, especially if their smoke-free transition keeps delivering. Let's shift gears and do a quick SWOT analysis to break down Philip Morris International's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, PM has a powerhouse brand portfolio and a massive global presence, operating in 71 markets. Their financial performance is strong, with consistent revenue growth and a high gross margin of over 66%. Their pivot to smoke-free products is a major advantage, positioning them as a leader in reduced-risk alternatives like IQOS and ZYN, which are gaining traction fast. On the weaknesses side, their heavy debt load is a concern, with negative shareholders' equity signaling potential balance sheet stress. They're also still heavily reliant on combustible tobacco for revenue, which faces declining volumes in many markets due to health trends and regulations. For opportunities, the growth in smoke-free products is huge. As more consumers and regulators push for alternatives, PM's early mover advantage could lock in market share. Emerging markets also offer untapped potential for both traditional and new products, especially where smoking rates remain high. Finally, threats. Regulatory risk is massive in this industry. Bans like the recent one on e-cigarettes in India are a direct hit to growth plans in certain regions. Public health campaigns and increasing taxes on tobacco products continue to pressure volumes. Plus, competition in the smoke-free space is heating up, with rivals vying for the same consumers. It's a mixed bag, but their strategic shift gives them a fighting chance. Let's take a look at recent stock performance. Over the past week, PM is up 5.07%, and over the last month, it's gained a strong 14.4%. Zooming out, the three-month return is 21.46%, and over the past year, it's up 26.06%. If you've held this stock for 5 years, you're sitting on 119.4% gain, which is phenomenal compared to the broader market. Compared to the tobacco industry, which is up just 6.76% over the past year, PM is crushing it. Their beta of 0.41 suggests lower volatility than the market, which is appealing for conservative investors. On the chart, we're seeing a clear uptrend, with momentum indicators suggesting there could be more room to run in the short term, especially if they keep beating earnings expectations. So what's the bottom line on Philip Morris International? This is a company in transition, balancing a declining traditional tobacco business with a promising smoke-free future. Their financials are strong, with impressive earnings growth and a juicy dividend yield of 3.1% that's hard to ignore for income investors. Valuation-wise, they're not a steal, but they're reasonably priced for the growth potential in their reduced risk segment. Risks are real. Regulation, debt, and competition could weigh on them, but their global footprint and strategic pivot give them an edge. For long-term investors, PM could be a solid hold, especially if you believe in their smoke-free vision. What do you think? Are you bullish on PM, or are the risks too high? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.